We have two brilliant speakers with us. Dr. Jones, biochemist, will give us some general introduction into the relation between vitamin D and the kidney. And then Dr. Lindberg, who will speak to the topic of the day, namely how to achieve KDOQI guidelines in stage 3 and 4 with new treatment possibilities. We all know that the treatment of renal bone disease has been changing during the years. We initially were mostly concerned by high bone turnover disease and managed to get the bone turnover down, first with aluminum and then with calcium carbonate and vitamin D. And as we know, we went too far to the other side. It may well be that in the future, because of concerns of various kinds, we will go back from low bone turnover to high bone turnover, which of course is also not good for the patients. In fact, we all know that there's a delicate balance in the control of secondary hyperparathyroidism, over control on the one side with the low vitamin D status, but on the other side, low turnover bone disease by over control, either massive calcium carbonate or calcium acetate doses or vitamin D overload. And we know that we have a narrow window for clinical practice so that the patients will have neither one or the other of the two, and so we will avoid soft tissue calcification. We know that there are a number of possibilities, and if you look only at drug possibilities, they are here: calcium supplements, phosphate binders other than calcium or aluminum containing binders, vitamin D, and of course the question of the analogs, and as a very new drug also, the calcium emetics. The question is, how good are we at present in controlling disturbances of calcium and phosphate metabolism in CKD patients? We know from ESRD patients that it's very difficult to achieve present KDOQI guidelines with the means we have, but maybe this will be easier in the future. And we do know nothing, I think, about the present achievement of goals of KDOQI guidelines for CKD 3 and 4 stage. This meeting is meant to give at least some answer to the question how we can best achieve a good control in patients with early renal failure and moderate renal failure, and I think this is probably a key answer to a good control in the long term.